This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It is the video that has sparked many, many conversations and many opinions. The young woman wearing jeans and a crew neck t-shirt silently walking the streets of New York for 10 hours.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing? How you doing today?
Smile.
That's not good.
Smile.
Huh? Hey, beautiful. How are you this morning?
That video has been viewed over 31 million times on YouTube at last count. It was shot by West Michigan's Rob Bliss for the anti-street harassment group Hollaback. Rob Bliss is known here in Michigan for creating unique experiential marketing events in the Grand Rapids area, and that includes the Lip Dub video with thousands of Grand Rapids folks lip-syncing to Don McLean's American Pie. Rob Bliss is with us now. Good to have you join us on Stateside, Rob.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Tell us how the idea of this video came about and how you got that idea of sending actor Shoshana Roberts out onto the streets.
Sure. The biggest thing for me was this is an issue that I care about. You know, my girlfriend, you know, has been street harassed, as many women have. And I felt that no one had ever really captured what does street harassment look like. I really wanted to capture it intimately and up close and really show people what it looks like in the real world. And I felt that would be valuable for the discussion of street harassment.
And you walked where? I mean, everywhere?
Yeah, we walked all over Manhattan, everywhere from lower Manhattan all the way up to Harlem and back. Midtown was probably where we spent the most time and saw the most street harassment take place.
I know that the actor, Shoshana Roberts, has said it was very, very traumatizing at times for her. What were your thoughts and your feelings as you were walking and kind of hearing this? I know you couldn't really look behind to see what was going on, but you had to have been aware.
Interestingly enough, and it kind of just demonstrates how one-on-one and how much it happens all around us, is I actually only heard maybe 80 to 90% of the street harassment take place, even though I was 5 to 10 feet away. It's just oftentimes so one-on-one between the harasser and the individual that a lot of people miss it. They don't even realize really what's going on.
Well, let's talk about something that has come up since it came out, and that's the intense conversation about the fact that there seem to be very few white men in the video and a real big presence of black and Latino men. Do you get that people feel that white men got off way too easily in this video?
Well, I think two things that really were going on with this video. The number one thing is we did have two individuals, the guys who follow her and stalk her a bit. They make up about half of the video, and they happen to be either Hispanic or black. So they already are just totally skewing any kind of analysis, I think, that can be made of this, let alone the fact that it's only 18 scenes, and no one would ever trust the survey of just 18. I mean, there's not even any Asian men in this video, for example. So I think people trying to look at this like it was a survey are taking things a little bit too literally. And I think also people are underestimating how many white people we had in this video. We had about 33%, 6 of the 18 people were white, but their scenes are very short. You know, the guy who says nice, he was 2.5 seconds compared to the guy who follows her for 20 seconds of the video. And so I think it really skewed things, and it was harder for people to pick out who was white because summer just ended. People are a lot tanner than normal, and everyone's faces are blurred, so it gets a lot trickier.
Do you think this conversation and this kind of reaction, that feeling that things were not fairly presented, did that, do you think, drown out the conversation that Hollaback wanted to have about being harassed on the street?
I mean, yeah, definitely. We all wanted to keep the focus as much as possible just on street harassment and that issue. But no doubt we knew this was going to be, the whole thing was going to be controversial no matter what with this. But, you know, it came down to, you know, including those two people who followed her. And I felt that was, you know, very important. I felt like showing people that, you know, stalking does take place, and the fact that not just one unlucky time, but literally it can happen twice in less than a half day. I felt that was important to show. And I also felt it was important that we kept it to that 10-hour time period. And while that limited very, very much so how much footage we got and also our ability to keep it statistically accurate to demographics and things like that, I felt setting that 10-hour time cap was important so people couldn't be like, oh, you just filmed for weeks and weeks and weeks until you had enough footage, you know, maybe two harassments a day. This isn't a real issue. And, you know, it is. We wanted to show this can happen a lot in just half a day.
You know, Rob, it's interesting. There are degrees of engagement that you see with these men in the video that they had with Shoshana. The guy who berated her for not responding was a bully. That guy who walked alongside her for, it seemed, what 5 minutes. That was very, very creepy. What about the guys saying, have a nice evening? I mean, do we live in a world where people cannot and should not talk to each other on the street? I mean, where's the boundary, do you think?
Well, of course, there's nothing wrong in certain situations, of course, with saying stuff like that. But I think, you know, with that issue, there's a couple things going on. One, I think, is this isn't your neighbor being neighborly. This isn't grandpa asking how your day is. You know, there is most definitely, when you reach out and talk to a complete stranger who doesn't look like they really even want to be talked to and you know, try and strike up a conversation with them, you don't really care how your day is. There is an agenda there that we all know is going on there. I mean, it's just breaking a few, I guess, social boundaries. Even besides that, even if, yes, perhaps this person's being pretty forward and calling them beautiful or sweetie or darling, whatever it is, you know, if that happened maybe once every couple months, it wouldn't be so big of an issue. But we wanted to show how it can just compound and just put this kind of collective weight on someone again and again and again and again. And how, you know, eventually you just be sick of it. You just want to be left alone and go about your day.
Did it stun you that your actress has received death threats since this came out?
Yes. I mean, that both Shoshana most definitely way more than me, but yes, definitely it's been, we've had a fair amount of that. I mean, we knew that we were flying into the middle of the storm with this video. So, yeah, definitely there have been a lot of threats.
I'm speaking with Rob Bliss, who created the video showing that young woman being catcalled by men as she walked the streets of New York. Rob is well known in West Michigan for creating that American Pie lip dub video that featured hundreds and hundreds of people from Grand Rapids. He created the homeless vet makeover that really moved people. That was a viral video that I saw everywhere. And I'm wondering, Rob, what is the key, do you think, to making a video that goes viral the way these have?
90% of it, maybe even 95, is just simply creating an emotional reaction in a viewer, whether that's, you know, making them mad or cry or smile or laugh, the more so, the better. And the more so, the more likely it is that they're going to share your content. And there's other stuff, of course, that you have to be aware of. You know, a lot of times people like it to be pretty not glossy or commercialized or anything like that, as well as keeping the video pretty darn short. But the biggest thing is making that emotional connection. And all of our videos that you listed definitely work towards that.
And do you think something like a viral video that people can go, oh, I'm posting this on my Facebook wall and I'm going to share it on Twitter. How does that viral video compare to, say, a broadcast television commercial that somebody sees running on, you know, as they're watching a network TV show?
I think the engagement is way more. I mean, it's just, it's almost not even comparable because, you know, a viral video is the only kind of advertising that people actually want to watch, where they came to watch, you know, the advertisement. And you know, with commercials or billboards, whatever it is, they're just in the way of what people are looking for. So because of that, you know, there's the engagement, you know, the amount that people just care is just completely different. It's totally incomparable, and the results can be massive.
And talk about giving a client bang for the buck. Talk about, you know, the kind of reach that these viral videos can have versus somebody fast-forwarding it when they've DVR'd the program.
Exactly. I mean, just the homeless veteran video, for example, that video specifically raised over $130,000for the local nonprofit that we did that video for. So, yeah, it can have a pretty great return on investment.
Rob Bliss is from West Michigan. He owns Rob Bliss Creative, a viral video agency and production company. Rob, great talking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.